assignment to be done to go ahead with the policies of the people. We want to have him move, be moved in any direction that we're all rather uniform to his impression, his vision. In addition, I think there may be some concern by some people about whether our present policy is the right one. I think we ought to be, as I'm saying to the secretary, whenever we decide that our policy is not getting us any place politically and having an adverse effect on the war, that we should consider whether we should change it. You have some concerns, don't you, about our present course there, John?
Yes, I do. I do. We've been at it now for something in excess of 60 days, and we can see no appreciable movement in the political field. Observe that a great many of the military moves that were suggested by Secretary McNamara and General Taylor have been taken. But we think the relationship is worsening between our United States mission and the government. And we're very alarmed over these talks with General Don, because we think there is a possibility that General Don may be managed by new, and such is the case. Manner in which the contacts have been made and the attribution to you and to General Harkin to Panda Lodge put us in a situation where the government just cannot plausibly deny an implication if this is a managed situation. There's been a series of things that are not exactly tied together. This is because of the inaccurate reporting by Conine, or some flightiness on the part of Don himself, or whether there is an actual staged operation. We don't know. At least it is not being handled as we would like to have it handled on a professional basis, and the move is being directed by people who have had some background and experience in this field.
But is Conine with you, Mr. Conine?
Yes, Conine's background is this. He's been started with the OSS back in 1940.
Yeah, we heard it last night.
44.
He's out there. We can work for you now.
He's been with us for a long time. We had him in South Vietnam at that time on an overt basis. He's lived in South Vietnam a great deal, and he knows everybody there. And we had him in charge of the training, building these training camps to train the people to support the strategic talent program. This was an overt operation. This gave him access to a great many generals and to various government officials, and his instructions were to find out everything he could that's important. He was a surfist in this overt field, and was not used in an excessive way until August 25th, which was the day after the Saturday telegram was received. On that Sunday, a meeting was held, attended by Lodge and Parkins and Trueheart and Richardson and I think McMahon, although I'm not sure. And it was decided then to explore the possibilities of a coup. And there was a discussion as to who would be the best person to contact the generals or certain specified generals to find out just whether there was any substance, what the situation was, and to deliver the content of that cable 234 that Saturday afternoon cable. It was Richardson's suggestion, which Lodge approved, that Conine contact one general.
Excision 1. 3 seconds excised.
This area of sensitivity.
did reported that food was not in the making at that time. Since then, he has been used periodically across China, and most recently, and up to yesterday, very soon after that time, you know. One clause in his report of yesterday, reporting a discussion he's had with General Don and Colonel Colleen in the dentist's office on the night of October 24th, said General Don stated that General Harkin had reiterated the fact that he had misunderstood a presidential directive.
Harkin says he didn't say anything.
So. I know, but this is what Don said. That Ambassador Lodge was aware of and controlling Colleen's contacts with Don, and that Colleen was the proper person to speak. So the whole thing is all tied together. Whether Harkin said it or not is beside the point. I have grave doubts as to whether Harkin said what Colleen reported he said a couple of days earlier. The fact that Don has this, and if Don is being managed by New, well, this becomes then, this involves a presidential directive, the ambassador, head of our military mission. This worries me very much, as I have told you. Now, he may not be managed, but that's the case. There is a possibility that a coup is in the making and might come on. Let's say you put that at a 50-50 chance only now. We would think that our appraisal of the people in the agency who have had experience over there say that if a coup did come on, they would expect a very serious interregnum of political affairs and some period of political confusion, because they don't think that General Dodd, who seems to be the spearhead, has the strength, the leadership is necessary. Therefore, we look forward to this period of confusion with possibly a second coup to be followed. How long this would take, we don't know, but this is the way we forecast it. We believe that there is leadership, civilian leadership, in Vietnam, or Vietnamese, or out of Vietnam, as we know, in fact, they're capable of leading a government. Just how they would get into the government once the situation developed is not clear. All in all, maybe we have passed the point of no return. We have new rules.
Excision 2. 18 seconds excised.
The largest hand has used them. The
largest hand has used them. You see large reports here. It's a CAS has been punctilious in carrying out science projects. I have personally approved on each meeting of General Don Lamine, who has carried out my orders in each instance explicitly. Lodge is his own press relations officer. He's his own case officer. He's really quite an economical investment in that sense.
Decision 3. 13 seconds excised. Excision 4. 4 seconds excised.
Been there yet. opposition orders to treat Americans in a very correct way. So there's been a breakdown of substantive intelligence, and that's what these people are thinking about. This is troubling me very much. This could be corrected. Now, we may get a breakthrough here on this weekend. I think this might be the start of a series of steps that could lead to understandings, political actions that would then permit us relaxing some of these.
I think that as far as the personnel is going to lead the march back, I think that probably go ahead with our squeeze until Lloyd comes back. But the question really is what the instruction will go to send Lloyd for this weekend. We got a proposal.
We don't have a draft yet, Mr. President.
It
ought to go today. Yeah. Close the business today because it'll be Saturday morning when it gets there.
Okay. The other question really is if there are these discussions about these coups, and this evidently this fellow is planning one on November 2nd. Whether they come off or not, but I think you really need some strong intelligence information regarding whether it's going to be effective or not. If it comes off and it's not effective, then obviously the United States is going to be blamed for it, particularly if some of these people are caught and they talk about the conversations they had with the United States. I think that we have more of a stake in it than the fact that there's going to be a lot of talk about coups. The fact is that some of them make a real major effort to carry it out, either effectively or not. If it's not effective, then where do you come involved? And if it is effective, where does it lead to? I think an appraisal and an analysis of what we're doing as far as coups is worthwhile. I don't know that somebody just running around talking to everybody who's planning a coup, saying, well, the United States might be interested in that, and giving them a little encouragement, having the information, even the fact that you have the information, don't report it to the government, is an act of hostility. And the fact that you meet with these people and they tell you they're going to plan a coup, you don't do anything about it. I would think if they get caught, they're in a good deal of trouble before the world. And we were apart, even if we weren't a part of it, or didn't plan it, we looked like people won't believe we didn't do it. Everybody will say we did it. Even though we didn't, we're going to still look awfully foolish. I would think that if we think that this government, the government that's going to do best to win the war, that we try to throw some cold water perhaps on some coups until one really makes some sense. Or at least as now, analyze and find out if they're going to go any place. I'd like to follow if he's really going to go ahead and do it on November 2nd.
No, I think you've got to push it out of the way. You've got a decision of either getting deeper in or keeping well away and taking your chances.
Well, the only thing is, but I would think that
you would say get deeper in.
Well, I don't know that sending a person out there and saying this fellow now is with the American embassy, and then he's going to start working with these people, it doesn't seem to me that I don't know if that's the way you operate, or whether you have to do it to a third country or something, or just have somebody supposedly attached to a third country and then and not be involved with the entity. I think you have to, if they have some discussions about coups, you have to find out, who's behind it, what plans are you going to have. And I think they have anybody from the American embassy, no matter what the cover is, having that kind of a conversation is dangerous. And being out there.
So who do you suggest?
Well, I don't know whether you have somebody from the, some other, say that he's from some other, or come in from another country temporarily. States, but they're not sure. And they can't identify who it is exactly.
They've got a security problem, too.
Well, I'll tell you this, that there could be running up somebody at the embassy running around and coming.
Well, I see the disadvantage of that. It's one of the disadvantages of your plan that I'm talking about.
Decision 5. 4 seconds excised.
Seems to me any American who's in contact with him creates just as
not prevail in him to say that I don't think we can still have any satisfactory contact other than Colleen between now and November 2nd with Don.
Well, certainly not.
I think you could find out from you could get more information regarding how effective this
might be. That's what I want. That's what I think you ought to have. In this cable of law, you ought to have 2.1 is about this coup and supposedly November 2nd. And what is
the estimates
and the kinds of things. The estimates are really what the correlation of forces are. What forces are they talking about? Where are they? And all the rest of the questions that were asked about the previous one. Not that they've got four generals. I don't know who the hell those generals are. The other thing is to give them some instructions about them at explaining what American policy is, explaining what we would like to do, and let's see where you can get to them this weekend. In other words, posture this weekend, or at least try to exploit, see if we can get done.
No, I think you're
after all, we're playing both sides. So
Lodge's instinct will be to go out on this trip and wait for Jim to talk. In fact, I'm sure that's his plan.
That's why I think
the question is whether we want him to do that or whether we have some initiative we want him to take.
Well, that's what I don't. What is it that we would like to ask them to do? As I understand, he's been responsive militarily to our request. Now, what is it politically that he could reasonably do that we would like to have him do? We've not thrown new out.
Anything that responds to the basic cable of things, three categories of things we wanted to accept. The Harkins reports that there's never been any direct refusal and there is some movement on the military side.
Oh, yeah, that he's changed the division corner is to put more weight in the Delta.
Yeah.
And this is one of our fundamental thing.
Recommendation.
So he's moving in that direction. So his interest as well as ours to do it.
Well, I think we ought to express that. In other words, Lord, you ought to try to, excuse me, get along with Jim this weekend, and you ought to try to explain what our policy is. Our rationale part would not look like you're trying to set up a democracy dance for a new off on the other side. Can we get up a wire to him? The first part will deal with the question of duration of the coup, the second part with what we want him to do this weekend, and then I'd like to see if we can organize ourselves so that everybody will have a meeting before Lord comes.
Do you want to have a meeting to work on this telegram? I'm concerned again just about the number of different people in the government that have a hand on this problem. Or do you think this is
one of the things we can take a look at?
Work through state, connect with them, get them signed on.
But I think we ought to, particularly if John would be. You and I are Bob are all in agreement about what we do with as far as this phase of it, then we give it to Lillard. In addition, we ought to think about what person we want. Mecklen out of there, we want Truhart out of there, we want Colleen out of there.
It would be a great thing, Mr. President, if we could agree with Lillard with a gradual rotating of the controversial people.
Excision 6. 5 seconds excised.
Better than somebody knew you could send out, I don't know.
Excision 7. 48 seconds excised.
Well, then we have somebody that we're going to propose.
Yeah, well, we've got two men, as I say, prepared to go out there. Early fleet brought in on it.
Colby was an absolutely first rate officer.
Colby was an absolutely first rate officer. Colby was the fellow that did the briefing of Lodge before he went out. Lodge came to me and he was absolutely exultant over it. He just had never received his complete information. And Colby went with him as far as Honolulu.
After Colby with me.
You were at Colby out with you. What happened to Lodge and the time he left Honolulu with respect to the CIA's operation? I don't know. He left Colby. He left me. He called me to
basic question, which is not, which I think this whether we really want it to, whether we really want to start.
I think this is the second part of the table, supposing that's still, I doubt myself, these dates have slipped so often, I'll be surprised when any one of them happens. We can't, that ought to be on the agenda with lodging in.
We are.